You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Well, all week, Americans have debated the release of five Taliban prisoners from Guantanamo Bay in exchange for the release of American soldier Bo Bergdahl. Now, that debate is focused in some quarters on the implied question of whether Bo Bergdahl was worth rescuing at all. In terms of U.S. policy, it's been about what the swap means for Americans and whether, as Senator John McCain told me earlier this week, those prisoners were too dangerous to release.
I have never known of an exchange of prisoners that involved this kind of individuals, these five, who are wanted for war crimes.
And there's also been the question, as journalist Vanessa Ghazari told us, of whether Americans should have really been surprised that these releases were going to take place.
I do think that this shouldn't come out completely out of nowhere for people. There's no way we can keep folks in Guantanamo forever, even though there is this thing called indefinite detention, and we can't kill all of them. So the idea that we would ultimately talk to them and that some of them would go back under various circumstances, either to Qatar or ultimately to Afghanistan, is not that surprising.
So two American perspectives there, among many that have flooded the airwaves and newspapers all week. But what are people saying about the deal in Afghanistan, where these five Taliban officials are going to be, presumably, after a year? Are regular Afghans afraid that these officials are returning to their country, or are they responding with more of a shrug? Here to discuss the Taliban figure's release in the prisoner swap and the Afghan reaction to the deal is Saad Mohseini. He's director of the Mobi Group. That's one of Afghanistan's largest media companies. Mr. Mohseini, welcome back.
Hi, Todd.
You know, did anyone in Afghanistan, Saad, know who Bo Bergdahl was before last Saturday?
Well, we had heard the name because you have to understand that the swap has been, has been discussed for some years now.
Yeah.
It stalled, when the Taliban established a pseudo embassy in Qatar. But we have been discussing this for some years, and I think that we were ready that there was going to be some sort of a deal with the Taliban with these five prisoners in Guantanamo.
So one American soldier leaving Afghanistan isn't a big story because thousands are leaving. But five Taliban officials who've been held in Guantanamo for 13 years is a big deal. What's the reaction been like?
Well, the reaction is a combination of anger and confusion, because you have to understand that we have had a very similar issue inside of Afghanistan, where there was a prison in Bagram just outside of Kabul, where a number of Taliban prisoners were freed by the Afghan government. And they were much lower level Taliban commanders. And the U.S. government, through the military and the embassy, and of course folks in Washington, went nuts, questioning as to why the Afghan government would just release these prisoners. And here you have the Americans doing the exact same thing with Taliban officials who are much higher in rank and much more responsible from an Afghan perspective for crimes against humanity, for terrorist acts. So people are just confused as to why the Americans would do the exact thing that they have condemned in the past.
I would think that the reaction to the release of these five, in particular Mullah Mohammed Fazl, who's judged in all quarters to be potentially a war criminal and very dangerous, that the reaction in Kabul would be very different from the reaction in the provinces, where maybe he's a lot more popular.
Well, you have to understand the Taliban are not popular. We conducted a pretty comprehensive survey, a national survey. Their approval rating, if you would call it that, is less than 10% nationally. Even in the south, where a lot of Taliban members come from, it's certainly less than it's in the 20s. So they're not popular at all, and I think that at this stage, a lot of people feel that with the Americans drawing down, what is the intention? Why would you release these five prisoners with no conditions? Afghans do tend to believe in conspiracy theories, and there is, some quarters, the feeling is, are the Americans looking to strengthen the Taliban movement at a higher level as they draw down? So it has caused a lot of confusion, and of course, people are not happy at all.
And Afghanistan is, of course, involved in its own political transition as the Americans pull out. And conspiracy theories aside, it must give a lot of Afghans the distinct impression that in addition to pulling out our armed forces, the United States is kind of leaving Afghanistan to its own to struggle with the same Taliban that it struggled with for so many years.
That's correct. I mean, this combined with President Obama's statement that the Afghans really have to take care of things on their own reinforces this notion we've had for some time that as the Americans draw down, what the Americans would have viewed as something very important, those principles no longer apply. It's a question now that we're going to pull out all our people, deserters, normal soldiers, whatever, and you can have your Taliban back, and this is your problem from going forward.
Anxiety, nervousness, and it sounds like a high degree of anger among Afghans at the release of five Taliban officials in exchange for American soldier Bo Bergdahl, the Afghan perspective on that prisoner swap. Saad Mohseini, director and chairman of the Mobi Group, one of Afghanistan's largest media companies. Thank you so much.
Thank you.